North Korea may have a working intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, able to carry a nuclear weapon by next year. Intelligence officials for the U.S. Defense Department made the estimate in a report published Tuesday. Some Republican lawmakers have voiced concerns about North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. The Washington Post reported that the estimate decreases the expected time in which North Korea would be able to produce a reliable, nuclear-capable ICBM program. Earlier estimates had stated that North Korea would need 3 years to build a working ICBM. Mac Thornberry is the Republican Committee Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. He said he was concerned about the apparent success of North Korea's launch of a long-range missile on July 4th. Thornberry wants to increase U.S. defense spending on missile defense by $2.5 billion. Analysts said the missile launched on July 4th was capable of reaching the state of Alaska. Thornberry said Congress and President Donald Trump need to take action to ensure that the U.S. and its allies are protected. The U.S. Defense Department has increased the number of ground-based anti-missile weapons based in Alaska. Missile defense systems are also based in the state of California. VOA spoke to Ken Gauss, the director of the International Affairs Group of the Center for Naval Analyses in Virginia. He said North Korea's increased efforts to develop long-distance missiles are aimed at bringing about talks with the U.S. He said North Korea considers its weapons programs as the only way to ensure its security. Gauss says the North Korean government wants to develop its economy, but is unwilling to limit its weapons programs.
They have moved away over the last few years, away from military first policy to a party slash people first policy, which the driving factor behind that is economic progress, but they cannot focus on that part of their agenda until they have security locked down.
Observers say the July 4th launch showed progress. Scott Bray, an East Asia expert for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, said the recent test was not a surprise. However, he added that it presented a threat to the U.S. and to our allies in the region and to the whole world. I'm Mario Ritter.